Marty?
I'm in the kitchen. I got that coffee you were trying to make earlier, Detective.
Oh, thanks. Though, I'm stuffed with strudels.
Strudel?
We chased down the leads and wound up with an art student who created a poster for a man whose name she never got.
But his description fits with your man on the dock at Trickle Lake.
Well, then everything points at the carnival.
Well, circumstantially, your mystery man could be using the carnival as a cover.
I doubt it. Archie is a haggler, which makes him a liar and a thief.
You can't judge a family like that.
Yes, I can. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone who works for the carnival is in on it.
Now, Detective,
think about it. Uncle Archie's carnival is the perfect means to distribute counterfeit bills all over the country.
Yeah, it's true, Grandpa.
Well, this is their last big event. They're closing down, auctioning off all the equipment.
Which makes the auction another great way to distribute the counterfeit money.
How?
Well, remember, Grandpa, they may have millions of dollars in counterfeit money. I mean, boxes and boxes that they have to move.
You don't shove that much money into wallets and walk out with it.
So they have to transport it out from wherever it's stored. One way to disguise the boxes of money would be to move them with all the crates and containers of carnival equipment being sold.
That'll make sense.
Well, we can sit around here and talk, or pay a little visit to the carnival.
Let's go.
Marty, you can.
I have to, Grandpa. Everything points to the carnival, and the carnival points to the Green Ring conspiracy. Besides, I may spot the man from the dock.
And maybe he'll spot you.
Not if I'm in disguise.
What kind of disguise?
It's a carnival, right?
Huh?
What good is a carnival without a clown selling balloons?
I guess we're going to the carnival.
Art exercise was really tough. Who knew that a banana could be so involved?
I'm talking about Wit and the detective showing up earlier.
Oh, that. At least we had some good strudel.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
So then, let's do something fun tonight.
Like what?
Hey, look who's here! It's Connie Kendall!
Oh, hi, Wooten.
Hi.
Wooten? Huh? What a great name. I'm Penny.
Oh, well, that's a great name, too. Is it short for Penelope?
Only if you put my first and middle name together. What's Wooten short for?
Wootenberry?
You're kidding.
Yes! It's adapted from an old English dirigible, or a balaclava, I can't remember which.
Okay, what are you doing here, Wooten? I didn't know the college was part of your mail route.
Oh, it's not, Connie. I'm here for my weekly meeting of the Conundrum Club.
Conundrum Club?
Yeah, sure, you know, a conundrum is a question or problem that doesn't really have an answer. Like, for instance, why is the periodic table constant? Or why isn't there another word for synonym? Or why would someone ever put an S in the middle of the word lisp?
You belong to a club about that?
Oh, I'd love to join a club like that.
Really?
Seriously? There's a club that spends all its time asking those kinds of questions?
No, not technically, but somebody should start one.
Oh, I'll do it.
Wooten, why are you really here?
I was asked to give a talk about comic books with a particular emphasis on the art of Lee Kane, the creator of the Zed-Men
from Planet Capitula! Lee Kane is brilliant.
I know.
No one comes close to his technique.
Or his play on words, which reminds me, I'm gonna go to the carnival tonight. Do you both want to come along? Oh, terrific. I'll tell you what, I'll meet you there in an hour, right next to the calliope that looks like it was made out of licorice.
You know, Wooten, I drew the poster for the carnival.
You did? That is a great poster, Penny. I especially like the curly cues you put on the carousel.
Not the frilly fillers on the Ferris wheel facade.
Oh, those were good, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help with the appleberry, Eugene.
Well, let's hope my computer program will find the password. However, you'll have to be patient. It could take some time.
Will it be safe down there? No one will mess with it?
I'll keep the doors to the workshop locked. Members only.
Okay.
Well, are you finished with your top secret project?
For now.
Oh, let the joy be unconfined. Are you going to the carnival?
I don't know. I just...
Well, I'm going. Maybe I'll see you there.
I surmise Emily isn't very happy with you.
Not so much.
Eugene?
Here, Katrina.
Oh. I'm Matthew. I'm going to run home to change and then go to the carnival.
Oh, you're going to the carnival?
I'm meeting Buck and Mr. Skint there to sign those employment forms.
Oh, well, why there and not here? It seems rather odd to meet at a carnival.
This whole situation seems odd.
Indeed.
That's one reason I want to meet this mysterious Mr. Skint.
On behalf of Mr. Whittaker and the entire staff of Wits End, we thank you for your diligent service.
You're welcome. Will you come after you close the shop?
I shall indeed. I don't believe we've been to a carnival since
we've never been to a carnival, Eugene.
Yes, that's the time. Well, then we must go. I believe they have a tilt-and-whirl.
I ought to go, too. Then Emily won't be so annoyed at me.
Why is she annoyed?
Because I'm me, and she's her.
Understood.
Besides, I have to witness Eugene on the tilt-and-whirl.
He screams like a little girl.
What? I do not...
I think this is remote enough.
Remote? Detective Pullhouse? We're in a different county. Where is the carnival from here?
Through those woods.
I assumed you didn't want to get closer. Who knows where Agent Tanner is hiding?
I don't think she's going to recognize me, what with the clown outfit and all.
Yeah, well, it suits you somehow. Most clowns look creepy. You look very...
Creepier. Don't give up your day job.
Yeah, right.
All right, just so we're clear. Witt and I will find Archie Hagler's office, while you keep a low profile and scout around. If we see anything important or suspicious, we'll use our cell phones. Don't take action without backup.
Yes, that sounds like a plan.
I've also got some plainclothes officers here.
How are you feeling, Monty?
He looks pale to me.
Oh.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Okay, kids. Remember where we parked, and don't eat too much cotton candy.
So glad you made it, and just in time, too. You know, the teacup bride was calling my name.
Oh, you weren't kidding. That calliope looks like it's made out of licorice.
Of course it does, Connie. I never kid about licorice.
Oh.
Wait. I hear it.
Huh?
Hear what?
I hear the teacup bride calling my name, too.
Who does it call you? Penny or Penelope?
Miss Wise, we're not on a first-name basis
yet. Oh, I see.
Well, I guess we're doing the teacup ride, then.
Yeah, I think we must. And then we gotta do the zip line.
And then the Ferris wheel.
Or, of course, the big slide.
What about...
And then the salt and pepper shaker.
And
the lumberjack ride.
How about...
According to the sign, this is Uncle Archie's office.
Office? It looks like a gypsy wagon.
Yeah, a big gypsy wagon. Huh. Well, let's see if anyone is at home.
All right.
Well, well, well. Detective Tom Pullhouse. What a pleasure it is to see you again.
How are you, Archie?
Delightful and delighted. And you are John Avery Whittaker.
Well, it's good to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine, sir.
Let's cut to the cheese, Archie. You know you're up to no good. I know you're up to no good, so let's get it all sorted out now.
Yes, that's one of the many reasons I like you, Detective Pullhouse. Your directness in speech and brevity of thought. What is it that you believe I've done this time?
We've established a direct link between someone in your employ and a ring of counterfeiters.
An employee of mine? I'm shocked. Really, I am. Which one?
I don't have a name, but he has long hair and a beard and speaks with a southern accent.
Look around the carnival, Detective. You've described most of the men who work for me, and a few of the women.
He commissioned your poster. Not too many people do that, I suppose.
Commissioned? My poster?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid to disappoint you, Detective, but the people involved in that poster are all local people, not... my employees. It's one way I like to help the local economy.
Uh-huh. But you still paid someone to handle it. The man I described. Check your records. I want a name.
I'll have my assistant, Mrs. Fiver, search the files.
You do that.
Meanwhile, Why don't you walk around? Enjoy the carnival.
Sure. Just don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Where would I go?
Miss Katrina?
Ah, Buck. I'm so glad you found me. I just realized we hadn't fixed a place to meet. Where is Mr. Skint?
Oh, I'll take you to him.
Isn't he here?
He's parked in our truck behind the Hall of Mirrors. This way.
Why didn't he simply come with you?
He doesn't like carnivals. I think he had a bad experience when he was a kid.
Okay.
That may have been the scariest ride I've ever done in my life!
I know!
Oh, I feel like all my internal organs have been slammed up against my brain.
Yeah, it's great, huh? So what's next?
Oh, maybe we should take a break. Yeah.
Oh, but Penny, the next ride is called the Whiplash Roller Coaster.
Oh, I have to do that.
I know.
But I mean, like, right now.
Yeah, come on, I'm way ahead of you.
Let's hurry.
Why don't you two just go, and I'll just wait here on this bench while my internal hemorrhaging stops.
There he is.
Hello, my dear. You must be Katrina Meltzner. Buck has told me a lot about you. He certainly has.
Nice meeting you.
I'm sorry about the inconvenience of meeting here. My schedule is such that going into town just wasn't possible.
Your schedule? What exactly do you do?
I have a variety of occupations, too boring to detail. Now, where are the forms I need to sign?
Oh, here they are. How did you become Buck's guardian?
That's a sad tale, a family tragedy which I mustn't recount for the boy's sake.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Oh, lad, I do worry about you. The emotional scars are deeply hidden, you understand.
Oh, I see.
Well, your forms.
Thank you. Well, Buck, I believe you can start work at Wits End tomorrow. Will that be convenient?
Oh.
Did you hear that, Buck? Your first job.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Katrina.
You're welcome. Are you staying for the carnival?
Oh, I'm afraid I won't be able to. I have a condition.
Oh.
Yeah, but my boy, you should stay and enjoy yourself. I'll pick you up right here at this very spot.
Thank you, Mr. Skin. Bye, Miss Katrina.
See you tomorrow. Why does he call you Mr. Skint?
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, thank you, Mr. Skint.
Thank you for giving Buck this opportunity. I'm sure he'll make the most of it.
Balloons, mister?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Mr. Skint. Just one.
You know me? Who are you?
We met on the dock.
You were in the plane crash. What are you doing here? Are you insane? Do you want to ruin everything?
Let's start there, with the specifics of what I might ruin.
How about this for specifics? Look out behind you.
Oh, you don't expect me to fall for that old trick.
I didn't, but you did. Let's put him in the back of the truck.
Emily, remember me? We met at Wits End.
Hi. Yeah, I remember. You're Buck.
Are you enjoying the carnival?
Well, I only got here a few minutes ago. I thought a friend was coming.
Hey, Emily.
Oh, Matthew. So, you're finished with your secrets for the night?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Buck. Buck, this is Matthew.
Hi.
Hi. So,
Are you here with anyone, Buck?
Nope.
Then you should hang out with us. I was thinking about that new roller coaster.
Oh, the Whiplash.
Yeah, it looks really cool, but the line is really long.
Well, that's no problem.
It isn't?
Really?
I can get us to the front.
How?
I've got connections here. Follow me.
He's got connections.
So I heard.
Archie?
Yes? Ah, Wally, my dear brother. I'd hoped to see you.
You hope to see me about as much as I hope to see you, which is not at all.
Is that any way to talk? Who is this?
Your nephew, Jay.
Ah, Betty and Reggie's son.
Mick and Sylvia.
We're such a large family, it's hard to keep track. Hello, Jim.
Jay.
Look, Archie, whatever you're up to, leave me out of it.
Up to? Why does everyone seem to assume I'm up to anything?
Because you usually are, and I don't want to be involved.
I'm sorry, Wally, but you're involved whether you want to be or not. We're kith and kin.
No, we aren't. Now stay away from me, and don't send your goons around again.
Goons?
You know who I mean. One of them dropped off a bunch of junk earlier today. I assume it's your junk.
I can't imagine what you're talking about.
Last warning. Leave me alone.
Now, isn't this a touching scene? Two of the Hagglers together again.
Hi, Wally. Jay.
Hey, Whit.
Mr. Whitaker.
Remember what I said, Archie. Come on, Jay.
I look forward to seeing you again, Wally. You too, Joe.
It's Jay. Uncle Wally, can we go see the two-headed pig now?
Why do you think you had a double
family squabble?
Merely catching up.
Did you find that name?
Alas, detective, my assistant could not lay her hands on it.
Oh, is that how you want to play it?
If you wish, you could always search for yourself once you've secured a warrant. Though I'm doubtful a judge will grant you one.
We'll see about that.
Always a pleasure, detective. Mr. Whitaker, good night.
Good night.
Just looking at him makes my fillings hurt.
Let's find Monty.
Good idea.
Where's Matthew? He was here a minute ago.
Oh, he's been gone longer than that. I think we lost him back at the shooting gallery.
Oh, and thanks for the stuffed dinosaur, by the way. You're a really good shot.
I used to practice on tin cans.
On a fence?
In the kitchen. That's how we opened them in my house.
That's a joke, right?
Oh, I got the job at Wits End, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. I wasn't too sure I'd get it because of some forms, but Mr. Skint signed all those and it's all square.
Mr. Skint?
Oh, he's my guardian.
Well, where are your parents?
My mom disappeared when I was a baby.
Well, what about your dad?
He was killed.
Oh, no. What happened?
You know how there are dads who go off to war and die like heroes for their country?
Uh-huh.
Mine was nothing like that. Hey, you said you're an amateur detective, right?
Yeah.
I need help finding something.
What?
A cell phone. I think I lost it in the woods. Could you help me find it?
I can try.
How about tomorrow morning? We can meet at Wits End.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Though, I think I should play detective now and find Matthew. I feel like I deserted him.
Oh, he's a big boy. I'm sure he can take care of himself.
Katrina!
Eugene!
Oh, I'm glad I made it before the ride stopped. I'd forgotten how much fun a carnival
can... We can't stay.
I beg your pardon?
I want you to come with me.
To where, pray tell?
The address on these forms.
Is this related to Buck?
Yes. I want to see where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
I met with his guardian behind the Hall of Mirrors. It's
what?
Strange, Eugene. I don't like it. If I could see where they live, then...
Okay, Katrina. Whatever you wish.
Hi, Connie. Mind if I sit here?
Oh, Matthew. No, not at all.
Nice carnival.
Yeah, there's nothing like a view of dazzling lights, the smell of burnt popcorn, and the feel of gum on your shoe.
You don't like carnivals?
Oh, they're fine. But tonight I feel like a third wheel. Are you here with your family?
No. I thought I was with Emily, but she made a new friend who's giving her the behind-the-scenes tour of everything.
So why aren't you with them?
Probably the same reason you're sitting here.
Oh. Making new friends is a good thing, though.
I guess so.
Oh, Connie, I really need your help real
what?
Bad. Oh, hi, Matthew, how are you?
Hi, Wooten.
Connie, listen, Penny's lost in the Hall of Mirrors.
What?
I can hear her in there, but I can't find her.
Oh,
you
no.
Gotta help. Oh, come on, it's this way. Maybe it's over here, I don't know.
See
come
you,
come
Matthew.
With me either way, come on.
Bye. Maybe I should go on.
Hey, Parker.
Jay?
Over here, behind the trash can.
Why are you hiding behind a trash can? You know what's unhealthy to chew gum that's been thrown out by other people?
I gave that up years ago. I'm on a stakeout. Ugh. Now listen, I saw Emily with the new kid, Buck.
What about it?
I don't trust him.
Why not?
Because he's not to be trusted.
Jay, putting the words in a different order doesn't make it clear.
I'm just saying. We'll talk later.
Okay. But Jay! Jay! Is it my imagination? Are things getting weird around here?
Things are getting weird.
Will you come out from behind there?
No, I'm really gone this time. See ya!
Oh, brother.
So, is this it?
It's the correct address.
Well, it seems like a very nice house in a very nice neighborhood.
Yes, it does.
And you're not convinced?
It doesn't look like the kind of house Mr. Skint would live in.
Well, how could you know that?
You didn't meet him.
Well, Katrina.
I know, Eugene. I'm probably being...
obsessive?
Unduly concerned.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have time for the carnival? One ride on the Tilton Whirl?
Only if you promise not to scream like a little girl.
What? I don't scream! Wow! 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 Wow!
Well, Detective?
This is where one of my officers found the balloons. They were tangled in the tree branches.
Huh.
And Monty's clown hat was lying over there by the tire tracks. Your boy has done his disappearing act again.
Well, not by choice, I'm sure of it. May I see your flashlight?
Sure. But my men have been all over this area.
Well, then I'm sure they noticed this.
What is it?
Well, there's a smudge of white face paint on the grass. I don't think Monty would press his face against the ground without a reason.
Maybe he was playing Indian scout and tracking the cavalry.
What was he doing back here? Why did he leave the main grounds?
He saw somebody he knew? Or who knew him?
A man from the dock.
I'll gather my officers. Hey, come here, boys. I'm sure you clowns will recognize this.
Monty. Oh, Lord, please protect my grandson.
We're halfway through the Green Ring Conspiracy, and things are getting as tangled up as ever. What happened to Monty? What will become of Buck and all his lies to Katrina? Will Connie be sidelined by Penny's new friendship with Wooten? Then there's Matthew and Emily and her relationship with Buck. And all of this is going on while millions in counterfeit dollars could be unleashed from Odyssey. The situation looks pretty hopeless. Which is why I'm glad Whit asked God for help and protection. No matter how bad it seems to get, Whit knows where to turn. The Bible says in Isaiah 31:1, "Woe to those who rely on horses, who trust in their chariots and in their great strength of their horsemen, but do not seek help from the Lord." Without God, we don't stand a chance against the evil in our world. But with God's help, we can do amazing things to impact our world for good. Keep listening and we'll find out if it's true in Odyssey. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.